Okay. So we learned about the union of the Mashiach, that the Mashiach is required from Malachim and Kohanim Gedolim. And there's the distinction between a Melech and a Kohen Gadol, that a Melech ben Melech doesn't need Mashiach, and a Kohen Gadol ben Kohen Gadol does require Mashiach. It's on. It's probably off over there. Melech ben Melech requires, but does not require Mashiach. Kohen Gadol ben Kohen Gadol does require Mashiach. The Gemara is not clear why. That's what we're going to try to get a handle on. It just says Afilu Kohen Gadol ben Kohen Gadol torn Mashiach. Hey, Moishchin Melech ben Melech. And that's how the Gemara ended. The last Gemara of him turned on Neimah Moshchu Shloimei, Neimah Chloikis Adonayo. So again, by Melech ben Melech, there's no requirement of Mashiach, and by Kohen Gadol ben Kohen Gadol, you still have to anoint the next Kohen Gadol in line. The Gemara doesn't give an explanation. The Gemara brings a pasuk. Omar Ma, Afilu Kohen Gadol ben Kohen Gadol torn Mashiach minolon. It says, "Va'kohen haMashiach tachtov mibonov." The Kohen haMashiach tachtov mibonov requires Mashiach. So he uses the lashon Mashiach. So the Gemara says, it could have said, "Name of haKohen shetachtov mibonov, my haMashiach." Komashmon, it's coming to teach you, "Afilu mibonov," even if we choose a Kohen, that the Kohen Gadol is serving under his father was a Kohen Gadol. Ha'u ishkeach. They don't have mechas chinuch. Ha'u the moshach, the one who's anointed, he's a Kohen Gadol. V'iloi moshach lo yavi Kohen Gadol. And now the Gemara just brings further psukim on Marmari, Moshchin Melech ben Melech. How do we know Melech ben Melech not? Omar v'acha ba Yaakov, t'chsiv l'man yorich, yomim ha'mamlach, t'ayhu bonov. Yerushahi. It's an inheritance. Umimneima Moshchu Shloimoi, Mimneima Chloikis Adonio. And we know on the Chiasi Machloikis, how do we know that if there is a Machloikis, Boy Mashiach, V'loi called the Boy Malka Moiris Le Malchusa, it's not up to him. Amar Papa Makro, Bekerav Yisrael. When is there no requirement of Shemen HaMishcha, Bezman Shashoen Be Yisrael? Tono af Yehu ben Nimshi lo Nimshach, Mimnei Machloik is Yoram ben Achav. Says the one, my tapic lay, it should be the Melech Rishin Hu. Chsui Mechsov Ochik Toni. Malche Beis David Moishchim. Right? The Dafka Malche Beis David require Yerusha, Mashiach. Malche Yisrael, Ein Moishchim. Vim Temen Eimam Moshchu Yehu ben Nimshi. Why did they anoint him? Mimnei Machloik is Yoram ben Achav. So only Malchei Beis David require Mashiach, and Malchei Yisrael do not require Mashiach. We'll see why not. Omar Ma Menei Machloek Is Yerom, ask the Gemara, Umishu Machloek Is Yerom Ben Achav Nimol B'Shemen HaMishcha. What's the rationale of using Shemen HaMishcha if there's a machlekes? That's a question of Meila. Kedomer HaPopo Bafalsa Medachia. They use another kind of oil, not the Shemen HaMishcha. Hochanami Bafalsa Medachia. They use this other oil, which is something they used commonly in the Bayesheni, when they didn't have Shemen HaMishcha at all, and the Umas HaElam didn't let them uncover the Shemen HaMishcha, which was already gonos from the Bayis Rishon. And the Umas HaElam made that we shouldn't be able to. During the Bayis Rishon, they were going as the Shemen HaMishcha with the intent to use it during the Bayis Sheni. The Umas HaElam, they didn't let us get access to that Shemen HaMishcha that was. So there was in the Bayis Rishon, when they actually were going as the Kedin Torah, they did it with the intention to use it during the Bayis Sheni. They weren't trying to be mevatel the mitzvah of Shema Mishcha. Adarabe. The original Geniza was done with Shem Shemayim. But then the Umas Olam, so then they used commonly Afal Samadachia. The Afal Samadachia was it's almost like symbolic. It's a symbolic type of anointment. It's not really, it's not Shem and Amishcha. No, it was designated for this purpose. Afal Samadachia was dedicated for this purpose. It's like when you give the Umnin B'schoron, it's not a problem of Me'ila. That's what it was dedicated for. This was dedicated for that function. Yeah, if there's machlekes, that's what it's for. First of all, no Melech Yisrael required Mashiach either, period. But they still use Afal Samadachia. So Afal Samadachia was something which was dedicated for that purpose, specifically in the Bayi Sheni, when we didn't have access to the Shemana Mishcha B'chlal. Says the Gemara, because he was b'chol malchus, he's the first one that got the kingdom. Says the Gemara, are you allowed to appoint a younger one before an older one? Now this is going to tie into Hilchas Yerusha of the Malchus. So the Gemara says, "V'oksiv v'samam locha nosan le'yehoram ki hu abchor." Says the Gemara, "You're right. Ahu memali mokam avoyis avavi. He was worthy. He was worthy." Which sort of pulls us in two directions. In other words, if it's a Yerusha, then it goes to the Bechor. He has kedima. If it's not a Yerusha, then whoever's worthy. A question if it's whoever's worthy, then it's not a Yerusha. So why do you ever have to give it to a Ben Melech if there's no Yerusha? That's also unclear. Seems that there is Yerusha to Malchus. It seems from the Gemara that the Yerusha to Malchus goes to the Bechor. But if he's not Mamali Mokam Avoshov, then you give it to somebody else. Which means that we have the liberty not to give it to the one who Al-Hilchus Yerusha would get it. So once we have a right not to give it to the one that's the Yerush, so L'chor, the holding Yerusha should be bought. Right? If it's not Yerusha, it's not Yerusha. Forget the Yerusha. There's no such thing. By regular Yerusha, there's no such thing. If you're Roy, you're not Roy, it's too bad. And the fact that there's that we have the ability to decide who gets it and we ignore the halachas of Yerusha, it really pulls us in the direction that it's not Yerusha, which wouldn't be such a problem to say that there's no Yerusha. That's not such a problem, but then that means that there's no Yerusha, which we'll see later. A mum? Okay, so what? Okay. So now why is the Yerusha rule now? If in Seder Nachlas the Bechor gets it, right? And then the Bechor doesn't get it because we can't appoint him, so now it should be up for grabs. If that's the case. If there is such a thing. But the Gemara says like this, Omama Hushom Tzukiyo. Okay, this we can skip, we'll go down. Okay, the Gemara is then. I just want to read through the Gemara of Mashiach, the difference between the Mashiach and Malachim and the Kohen Gedolim. Tana Rabbanon, if you go down a couple of lines after we go through the Pesukim of who is older, who is younger, and the Geniza of the Shem HaMishchat says, Moishchim is HaMalachim Kemin Nezer. When they Moishchim a king, they do it in the shape of a crown, circular, and it's around the head. Tesakrihanim Kemin Ki. A key, and this Rav Menashe says, Kimin Ki Yivoni. It was like a type of X. Toni Chodo, Betchila Matzik Shemin Al Roshay. V'achakach, first they put the oil on the head, that's Yitziko. V'achakach, Nesim Le Shemin Ben Nisayinov, and that's the Meshicha. So there are two things, they did Yitziko and Meshicha. V'toni Achriti, Betchila Nesim Shemin Al Ben Nisayinov, V'achakach Matzik Shemin Al Roshay. Okay, so actually even the shape of the way they anointed the king and the way they anointed the king Gadol was a different shape. The king was in the shape of a crown. And this is Ma'akev. And the Kohen Gadol was right in front of the head, where they did the Mashiach. It didn't go across the whole head. The Mashiach of the Kohen Gadol. Okay, so now, okay, we'll leave here. I mean, the Gemara is Mamshach here with the specifics of the Mashiach and the Me'ila on the Mashiach, which we'll really go into next week in the Sugya and Havov and Aleph, whether it is Me'ila by Shem and HaMashiach B'chlal, the Gemara seems to say there is. And primarily, I want to try to get a better achizah to understand what is the difference here between the Kohen Gadol and the Melech. And what is this Yerusha here? B'chlal, is the Yerusha. So it would seem from the simple reading of the Gemara, it would seem that by a Melech there's Yerusha, and by a Kohen Gadol there's no Yerusha. That would be the simple way to read the Gemara. Because the Gemara started by saying, Rav Acha bar Yaakov says, what's the reason why a Melech ben Melech doesn't need Mashiach? And he said right in the beginning of the Gemara, because Laman Yarech al Amamlachtoi, who one of Yerusha he. The Gemara clearly uses the Lashon, it's an inheritance. And then when it comes to Kohen Gadol, seems to be that there is no Yerusha. The Gemara says, a Kohen Gadol ben Kohen Gadol needs a Mashiach, and the Gemara brings the Pasuk. Ha-Kohen ha-Mashiach. Dafka the Mashiach is a Kohen Gadol. One who's not Mashiach is not a Kohen Gadol. So the simple way to learn our Gemara, the Peshutoi, would be that the kingdom goes down by Yerusha. And the Mela, there's no reason, there's no requirement to make Mashiach, unless there's Machlekes. There's no requirement because the king yarshens the malchus, right? Really nothing has to happen. The father dies, the son is automatically throned. Just the fact that his father died, he inherits the kingdom. That's the simple way to learn. The Kohen Gadol, he dies, his son is not automatically a Kohen Gadol. There's a Mashiach. Mashiach makes him into a Kohen Gadol, which would require stand to reason that there's no Yerusha by a Kohen Gadol. That's the way it would seem. Now if you look in the Rambam, which we brought down here, the Rambam is mashma like that. The Rambam in Klei HaMikdash, when he talks about Mamidin, Kohen Gadol, in Perek Dalet Halacha Tezvav, the Rambam states, Ein Mamidin Kohen Gadol Elo Bezin Shel Shivim Ve'echad. You're only Memani a Kohen Gadol if you have a Bezin of 71. Okay. So the Rambam is mashma clearly that the Kohen Gadol piece is something that's not a Yerusha, it's a minui. It's an appointment. It's not an automatic. It's never automatic. It's the Bezin HaGadol comes as the shluchim of Gantz Klal Yisrael, and they appoint a Kohen Gadol. They make him into a Kohen Gadol. That's the simple explanation, the way it reads in the Rambam. And that's why you need a Bezin HaGadol. Otherwise, what's the Bezin HaGadol doing here? Bezin HaGadol, what are they deciding here? They have no shaychus. The father's a Kohen Gadol. Now again, if the Rambam would write that this is only the first Kohen Gadol, he's not only talking about the first Kohen Gadol, he's talking about in general. Any Kohen Gadol, every Kohen Gadol, the procedure was the Bezin HaGadol got together, and the Bezin HaGadol would appoint the Kohen Gadol. It would seem that the Kohen Gadol doesn't yashin any zechusim from his father. Now this does not fit with the way the Rambam goes in Hilchus Melachim. The Rambam in Hilchus Melachim clearly holds that there is a Yerusha by Malchus. Even though he paskins that there's an anointment of the Melech, but the anointment of the Melech, the Rambam holds, is only at the beginning. He says, Sholosh mitzvos nistavu yisrael b'shas k'nisosam l'oretz. Livnei shlom melech, shenem ha-shem tosim olach ha-melech, l'achiz ha-re shel ha-molek, and livnei shlom beis ha-bchira, shenem ha-l'shich ha-sidu shu bos ha-shem. And then he goes through the process. Minu melech kodim l'mulchemes ha-molek, shenem ha-oisi sholach ha-shem l'mosh ha-chol ha-melech. Okay, so the Rambam clearly learns that the Mashiach is the way you appoint a king. And Memela, only the first king needs appointment. And the other kings, if they don't need Mashiach, they don't need appointment. Which means it's a Yerusha. And the Rambam actually continues later on in this Halacha, where he talks about that the Malchus goes from father to son. But the Rambam is very clear that the Mashiach of the Melech is the appointment of the Melech. It's the appointment of the Melech, very different than the Rambam in Hilchos Koya Migdash, who learns that it seems to be a two-step process. One is that the Bez Nagodl is Mamanahim, to be a Kohen Gadol. A Mamidim Kohen Gadol Elo Bezn Shal Shivim Ve'echot. Right? And then there's a Din Mashiach, a Moish Kemoy Se Barayim, Shana Vayim Moshe Choy Se. It's two different...
That's
like Kohen Gadol. That's what I'm saying. There's a difference between Melech and Kohen Gadol. By Melech, the appointment is the Shemen HaMishcha. That's the way you appoint a king. The Rambam Menuchas Melochim says that the way you appoint the king is by Shemen HaMishcha. That's the way they appointed the king.
Everything, even Melech
ben Melech. What I'm saying is there was no appointment. There was no separate process. That's what I'm saying. By Kohen Gadol, there was an appointment process. There was a Bezen Shal Shivim Ve'echot. Even before the Shemen HaMishcha, there was a Bezen Shal Shivim Ve'echot that would appoint somebody to be a Kohen Gadol. And then the Rambam says, then there was Mashiach. Mashiach had to be B'yoyim. But the Rambam in Hilchos Melochim only talks about the initial appointment of a king. And only the way you appoint them is through the Shemen HaMishcha. It's not like there's a separate process. The way they appointed the king was through the Shemen HaMishcha. And then the next generation, they didn't require, the Melech ben Melech didn't require appointment.
The Yerusha.
Halacha Gimel. Exactly. Only the initial one. But then, Eimamid Melech Betchilo. That's the whole point that I'm trying to bring out to you. The first king gets anointed that way, but then already it's automatic. But then it starts a process which just flows.
It's consistent with the simple reading of our Gemara, no?
Exactly. All I'm saying is the Rambam fits with the way to learn our Gemara, which is that by Melech, there's Yerusha. And therefore, the whole process only starts at the beginning. And then it's automatic. And the Rambam in Klei HaMikdash says not just Betchila. He says, Ein Ma'amidim Kein Gadol, El Api Bezen Shal Shivim Ve'echot. He even talks about having two Kohanim Gedolim at the same time. He says, we don't make two Kohanim Gedolim at the same time. So by Kohuna Gedolo, it's a process which is done through Bezen. It's not an automatic Yerusha. And by Malchus, it is an automatic Yerusha. And therefore, as the Rambam states in Hilchos Melochim, both in Perek Aleph, in Halacha Aleph, and in Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel, that the halachas of the Malchus apply to the initial appointment of the king. Then it's almost an automatic. It keeps on going. It sounds like there is no appointment. That's what it sounds like. Once the appointment happens, then the male is a king. Now, absolutely. Only a Melech ben Melech doesn't need Mashiach.
That's why David Melech needs Mashiach?
Absolutely. He was the first king. No. Shaul was a Malchei Yisrael, which according to the Gemara, Malchei Yisrael don't even need Mashiach. Right? But Malchei Beis David require Mashiach. But Melech ben Melech doesn't require Mashiach. Now, I'm not even talking about Malchei Yisrael. Malchei Yisrael could be entirely different. We'll have a Meiri later on. The Meiri learns the Malchei Yisrael weren't real kings. He calls it a mashkin. It's like they were holding a mashkin of the Malchus Beis David. They weren't real kings, according to the Meiri. Right? It was a whole different process. But I'm talking about Malchei Beis David. There it was a Yerusha, L'chaira. And then our Gemara goes very well. A Melech ben Melech doesn't require a Mashiach because he inherited the right from his father. And a Kohen Gadol needs to have Mashiach because he Taka didn't inherit anything. He has nothing. The problem we have is that we find in various places that there is a concept of Yerusha by Kohuna Gedolah. And that's why you're supposed to be Mamana a Kohen Gadol ben Kohen Gadol. You Taka, that's the way you're supposed to do it. If we look at the Lashon HaRambam here as well. In Klei HaMikdash, the Rambam uses such a Lashon. Here, Perek Dal Halacha Chof in Klei HaMikdash. The Rambam reads as follows. He puts the king and the Kohen Gadol together. I don't think we have this with this Lama the Mama curse, but I'll read it for you. Perek Dal Halacha Chof. Kishiyomus HaMelech Oya Kohen Gadol Oy Echod Mishar HaMemunim. So he puts together Kohen Gadol and Melech all together. He says if they die, if either the Kohen Gadol or the Melech die, now all of a sudden the Rambam uses the lashon of Mamidim. Mamidim tachtov v'noi. Horoi liyoshe. V'chol ha-koidem l'nachalo, koidem l'sroros. Fascinating Rambam. So here the Rambam seems to be saying that there is Yerusha. Not only by Melech there's Yerusha, by Kohen Gadol there's Yerusha. Imamish puts them together in one halacha, and he says, and not only that, he says, we follow the rules of Yerusha. So, in other words, like what Mishael was saying, royal malchus. Not really, meaning you can have a nephew that's more royal malchus than the son, but the son will get it, provided that he's roy. But we don't measure how worthy they are. We measure how much of a Yerush you are. If you're a closer Yerush, you're closer. That's a statement of Rambam. And the Rambam says, "V'chol ha'koydim l'nachla koydim l'sroros." And then he says, "V'tzorach liyos memali mekoymer v'chachmo v'yira." He has to be worthy, and that I would accept what Mishael say, that somebody's not worthy. He's like doesn't exist. He doesn't exist. But so long that he exists, we don't make a vote and say, "Okay, there's somebody who's more worthy to be a Kohen Gadol." We don't do that. Provided that the person is roy to be a Kohen Gadol, provided the person's roy to be a melech, he inherits that position. And that's it. That's his position. So it sounds like for the Rambam, they're the same. It sounds exactly the same. No, that's something else. That's a temporary. That's like the Malchei Yisrael word. That's a temporary minui. That's not a permanent minui. It's a temporary. That maybe the Kohen Gadol, will be Tomei or something. That's a separate. That's a substitute. So here I think the Rambam is mamish black and white, that there's nothing, absolutely nothing to discuss. Now, in the Minchas Chinuch, we have two Minchas Chinuchs, one I brought down here in the Maror Mekoyim, because I couldn't bring all of them down. There's a Minchas Chinuch here also in Mitzvah Kufches. And Minchas Chinuch points out another interesting idea. So again, from the simple sugya, sounds like a Kohen Gadol has no din Yerusha at all. Zero. The Yerusha is only by a melech, and that's it. And that coincides with the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, that when you appoint the king at the beginning, we have all the halachas, then once he's appointed, it goes straight. In the Rambam in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, in Perek Dal Halacha Chof, clearly states otherwise. He puts them together, he makes no distinction between Kohen Gadol and Melech, they're exactly the same. Which would further... Now, the Me'iri, I'll just want to read you the Me'iri. The Me'iri is not over here. The Me'iri is in Horeis. And Daf Yud Aleph from the base, I'll read you the Loshon HaMe'iri. He says, V'loy ayu moishchim imenu l'doyrois elo kohanim gedol. They would do Meshicha for kohanim gedol. And then he goes to say, V'afilu Kohen Gadol shahoyo aviv Kohen Gadol gam kein tzorach Meshicha. Says the Meiri, even a Kohen Gadol, who is the son of a Kohen Gadol, also requires Mashiach. Now listen to this Lashon. Sharei mikol mokoyim loy mitzad Yerusha boy. Sounds clear to Meiri, which is the way we were learning the sugya to begin with, which is that Kohen Gadol ben Kohen Gadol is not a Yerusha, and that's why he requires Shemen HaMishcha, because he has nothing. He's not holding on to anything. He has no rights. The Shemen HaMishcha will make him into Kohen Gadol. And the Melech ben Melech doesn't require Mashiach. The Meiri is clearly learning because that's a Yerusha. So there's no question that flows the best. But again, the Rambam is telling us that since we find in Chazal that you are Maimid of Kohen Gadol ben Kohen Gadol, so the Rambam sees that as a Yerusha, and therefore he equates the two, the both. Now, the Minchas Chinuch comes here in Mitzvah Kufches, and he says as follows. This is Oizayin. He says, if you look at the Rambam that we read, the Rambam says that you're maimed the al yidei bezin shel shivim ve'echod, and then you have to do meshicha, right? Then you have to anoint him. And the Rambam then says, in moishchi moisei elo b'yoyim. The Rambam only says that in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash. In Hilchos Melachim, the Rambam that we read, he doesn't say you anoint him by day. Mashma, you could anoint him anytime you'd like. L'chora, if the Meshicha, let's look at it this way. Why would Meshicha have to be by day? Simply, the reason why Meshicha would have to be by day is because it's a Maisa Bezdin. And generally, Bezdin is only Noyeg Bayem. The fact that by Dini Momenus you could pass them Balayla, that's only if you started by Yoyim, is Goymrim Balayla. But Mishpat is Bayem. So once we say that the process of appointing a king and a Kohen Gadol is a Maisa Bezdin, and the Rambam clearly in Klei HaMikdash says that you need a Bezdin Shel Shivim Ve'echot, so then it makes sense, they only do it B'yoyim. But the Rambam, for some reason, only writes it in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash. But in Hilchos Melachim, the Rambam that we had, does not say that. He just says, you do Mashiach. The Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, even though he brings down that Ein Ma'amidim Melech B'Techila, as we explained, the first king requires a Bezen Shel Shivim Zkenim, Ki Yeshua, U'Kisho V'Dovet, Sheminu Eisei Shmuel Ramasi, U'Beis Dinoi, even though that's the case, but the Rambam doesn't say when he brings down the Meshicha, when he says, Minu Melech Kredim U'Mochemes Amolek, and then he says that how do you do it? You do it through Meshicha. He doesn't say it has to be B'Yoyim. Right, but it doesn't have to be B'yoyim. Oh, that's a good. It could be. But then we have to know what Habufa. See, we're opening it up to a pasuk. So why? What's the chiluk tak? What is the chiluk? So the Minchas Chinuch here by us in Mitzvah Kufches, he says like this. He says, "Mashakosav Rambam de Moishchin Kein Golu Ela B'yoyim." Nire the moshchu oise balayla loy also loy amashicha. He says a chiddush to Minchas Chinuch. He says if a kohen gadol they'd anoint him at night it wouldn't even work. And he says that if you would do then avoid of a kohen gadol he'd be chayiv kos. You imagine he's not a kohen gadol. The shicha doesn't work. He says avol nire the dafke kohen gadol they moshchu oise ala b'yayim ukoloshen harambam. And he agrees. Before with your pasuk, the Dalshinon, the Balshinon, by pasuk, b'yemi mashachoisay, v'yalfinu minei dafke b'yem. Avul nire de melech u'mashuach muchomo nimshochem gam kein balayla. So he's wondering what is the difference. First of all, if Meshicha requires yoyim, then the svara would be it should be both. Let's logically. I mean, you could say zekzeres hakosav with no svara, zekzeres hakosav. A melech needs yoyim, and a melech doesn't need yoyim, and a kohen gadol needs yoyim. But it's mistavra that there's some kind of logic to this process. Then we have another minchas chinuch which we brought in here. I think it's in the imam kindness here. And if you look, the minchas chinuch is going on the words of the chinuch, and the chinuch couldn't be clearer in his definition of the yerusha. He says, Shenitztavinu Lunos Melech Miyisrael, and he goes on to the whole thing, same Tosim Alecha Melech. And then he says, Ukshemamidim Amelech, Hoyu Moishchim Oisoi, he says, then there would be Moishchim, B'Shem Ramishcha. Umeachar Shenismane, says the Sefer Achinuch, once he's appointed, Zocho b'malchus loy ulebono. That's it. Kimo shekosuv leman yarech yomim al mamlach toyhu bono v'kerav Yisrael. Clear in the chinuch couldn't be clearer that it's a regular din Yerusha. It's a zchus that he has, an everlasting zchus. Hu bono. Comes the minchas chinuch, ois beis, and he says, v'amelech moedish mamshaltei liyoshav. In yesh loy bonim ein yoshim, v'nei loy bonim choyzel achim. to my kol hayelushes. The zenaf kamina lost a glover. He says the malchus of Mashiach is going to be the same way. And he goes through the whole parsha. That even lost a glover, it's going to be that way. And then he goes on. Okay. Then he goes on, listen to this chiddush, in the next piece of the, if you continue in the next page, in the Minchas Chinuch, there's a halacha that you can't be ma'amid a malka, right? Melech v'lo malka. You're not allowed to appoint a woman for slaga. Okay, so slaga, really today we don't have that many positions that this would be applicable to. I get shilas very often about these kind of inyonim, to have a woman on a board. You know, some of the synagogues have Orthodox shuls, they have women on a board. The shals, can a woman be a president of a board? You know, these are halachic shals, the problem of melech v'lo malka. So we all know, I mean, I don't want to chas v'sholem in any way take away from the covet of Chesky, but we know that a president is not really a slocha. Wouldn't you agree, Chesky? It's not a slocha. Right? It's avdusani noisim lachem, right? Lo slocha. It's not a slocha. Today there are very few positions that really, Rav Moshe has a shayla, they asked him if a woman could be a mashgiach, you know, in charge of a kashrus. And Rav Moshe writes in his shuvah, he says, that's not called a minu either of slocha. That's not a... I mean, a rov, you can't make an isha rov, you know, a mini of slocha. But otherwise, just the covered positions is not an inyan of slocha. This din of melech v'lo malka. So Tosfos in Nida, on Daf Nun, Tosfos says, Akasha, how was the voira shofetas? She was an isha, and she was a shofetas. A shofet is like a melech. I mean, it's not quite a melech, but it's definitely a position of slocha. So Tosfos says that was al pi adibu. That was different. It was Alpi Adibu. So somewhere in what Tosfos means is, it was a Hayorah Shor, right? It was Hashem said. Now, others learned the Ritvaz, the Slutzke Rav, he says a beautiful pshat. He says, the Torah says, Soim Tosim Alecha Melech, you should appoint a Melech, a king, V'loi Malka, not a queen. The Vayim wasn't appointed by us. This was Minu Shemaim. So then there's no din of Melech V'loi Malka. So going with that logic, the Minchas Chinuch wants the Mechadish possibly that if a king has a daughter, she could, and no sons, let's say, she could be a queen because you're not appointing her. She's yashining the position. She's not getting appointed. B'chlam. So says the Minchas Chinuch umavur b'Rambam. Says the Milchas Chinuch. Maybe this halacha would only apply in the beginning of the minah, he says. But by inheritance, fascinating. The Tzorachim. Then he has a shy. He leaves us by a Tzorachim. It's a fascinating Minchas Chinuch. He has which really, according to the Ritvaz, this is the same logic as the Ritvaz. There's no. The problem is not with a woman having the position. It's the appointment. The appointment is saying Tosam Alecha Melech Loi Malka. But once it's in. So again, this all goes in the same direction that by a king there's an inheritance. Clearly. The Rambam, by equating Kohen Gadol to here, it really gives us a serious issue to understand. That's part of our... Well, then it would just mean we're being nice. It's a milsa de chassidus. It's the rival. If a person had a position and the son is worthy, you give it over to the son. But it's not like he inherited something. He has a right. He has a... But the Rambam is saying not like that. The Rambam is telling us here that there is Yerusha. And still we see that there still seems to be a tremendous distinction. Now again, the Meiri that we had in Hordius clearly says that Kohen Gadol is Ene Boloi Mitam Yerusha. Sounds like it's not Yerusha at all. That's what it sounds like anyway. It's not Yerusha at all.
Why can't we say both? Why can't we say the basis
No, but the Rambam says that by a Kohen Gadol, he needs Mashiach. The next son needs Mashiach, because otherwise it doesn't work. And by Melech, he says it's Zocha Loyal Ubon of Achrev. And the Meiri tells us, the reason why a Kohen Gadol needs Mashiach is because it's Enoi Boloi B'Yavusha. What's a confirmation
process? The Beis Din. There is Yerusha. It's both. There is Yerusha, but the Beis Din comes
in confirmation. So, invite, what do you need Mashiach for?
The Mashiach is demonstrating that the confirmation was done. The step to show that the confirmation
was done. Malcha Yisrael also need a confirmation from Beis Din. You don't need Mashiach. Mashiach is a separate halacha from Mashiach. Mashiach is not a confirmation process. Malcha Yisrael, we don't need Mashiach at all. You need Shivim Ve'echot. Like before said, any Amadas Melech Metchila, you need Shivim Ve'echad, but you don't need Shemin HaMishch. Shemin HaMishch is a separate thing. No, that's what I'm telling you. Metchila, you need Mashiach and you need Shivim Ve'echad. Afterwards, you don't need Shivim Ve'echad or Mashiach. It's Yerusha. By a Kohen Gadol, you need Mashiach and you need Shivim Ve'echad every time. So you want to say that maybe it's not a Yerusha, it's just a confirmation. So I'm telling you, if it's only confirmation, doesn't require Mashiach. Because every Melech needs confirmation of Shivim Ve'echad, yet Mashiach is not required. Mashiach is a separate halach. So for you to say that the Mashiach is just part of confirmation process is an issue. Because we see that the confirmation of the Shivim Ve'echad doesn't require Mashiach. Mashiach is a separate halach. It's what? By the Melech also. Who Bonav? We learn also out of a pasuk. Who Bonav Bekerav Yisrael? It's the same thing. They're both Psukim.
But the Rambam doesn't speak about not the appointing Boaz Melech.
No, but then afterwards the Rambam says that he and his children, it continues. Use the same lashon by the Kohen Gadol. It's Benoy Tachtav, and over here it's also the same thing. And the Rambam clearly states in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash that he puts them together. He says Melech and Kohen Gadol is both Yerusha, which sounds like it's Yerusha. Well, that's what we're trying to get a handle on. What is the difference? The Meiri is telling us it's not a Yerusha at all. That's the Meiri saying. Now, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah is also muchach, seems to be muchach, that by a Melech ben Melech, it's not automatic. Because the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, right at the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara talks about the Rosh Hashanah l'malachim, Echad ben Nissen, Rosh Hashanah l'malachim. The Gemara then talks about a king that died in Adar, and they didn't appoint his son until Nissen. Right? So the Achronim asked the Shagasari, another Achronim, what do you mean? It's a Melech ben Melech. It's automatic. How do you ever have such a thing where the father goes ahead and dies and the son didn't get appointed yet? He yashins the Meluch.
Isn't it just an accounting reason? Isn't it considered the law? That when
so the Gemara says that therefore when, yeah, it's just why you write on the Shtaros.
Right.
But the Gemara gives an example. The Gemara says, and what's a case where you'd have somebody, the Gemara says the father died in Adar. And then the son didn't get appointed until Nissan, so then he doesn't have a year under his belt. If he got appointed in Adar, then he'd already have a year under his belt. So the Shagas Arias, what do you mean? If he's a Melech ben Melech, the father died in Adar, he's automatically a Melech in Adar. The death of the father automatically makes it. So I think, Rabbis, I think we could say that the Pshat here, to get a better understanding of this, will I think be Miyash of all the Kashas, is that there's no question, I mean, there's no way to get around the fact that the Rambam writes here in Klei HaMikdash clearly that there's Yerusha by Kohen Gadol. So although our Gemara would flow better the way the Meiri seems to learn, that there's no Yerusha at all, and whatever it is, it's just a process that we do, we appoint the son of the Kohen Gadol. It's Klal Yisrael's approach that we appoint the Kohen Gadol's son. It's our selection process. We pick a son. The Ramah brings down a Sima Aloch and Yerudea. By a rov. The Rambam says that if a rov passes on, and he has a son that's roy to be a rov, you should appoint him. That's not a choshem mishpat. That's a din in Yoredeya, which means it's a proper approach. That this was tremendous dinei Torah over this Yerusha on being a rebbe. The Divrei Chaim wrote shuvas on it. The Tzoyis holds that a rebbe dies, that is not, what are you yashaning? It's a double shame by mamish. You know, that's the Tzoyis' approach. The Chassidim felt it's a double sheyesh by mamish. It is something. It's a, this was a very, very big shail in the poiskim. Moshe Rabbeinu himself said bedin sheyirshu banai. The Gemara right in the Rashi brings down the Medrash in Parshas Pinchas that when Moshe heard that the Benois Salofchod Yoshois, he said, "Nu bedinu sheyirshu banai." Bedinu that my son. The way I learned the Parshat of the Medrash, forgetting there's a Gemara above a Basra on Kuf Yutes that learns the whole Nidan there differently. It was a Shail of Chelik Shnayim, but the Medrash is Mashma. The whole Yerusha was a Chiddush. So the way I said you could learn the Medrash is that really, when the Benois Salofchad came and they asked for another chelek in Eretz Yisrael, so the Gemara says they were only talking about the Pishnayim. But the Poshet is that they were asking for a piece, right? What was the Shaila? The Shaila was L'yotze Mitzrayim Nechlekor. It's really Eretz Yisrael was divided to the people that left Mitzrayim, technically. Their father died. Never going to make it into Eretz Yisrael. They were asking to Yashin his right. He never owned land in Eretz Yisrael yet. He had a right that when he gets to Eretz Yisrael and they capture the land, to so Pashtus Slofchad, the Pashtus Bnei Slofchad is a chiddush that you could yashin a right, not just the. Till we get to Slofchad, you only yashin a cheftza, an estate. You're yashining something. You're yashining an object. Okay. By Bnei Slofchad, they came and they said, "Listen, our father has rights to Eretz Yisrael. We don't own Eretz Yisrael yet." Right, technically. The Gemara calls it Roy. But really, it's even less, in a way, you could look at it less than Roy. We didn't conquer it yet. How do you get land? By kibush. We didn't conquer it yet. So therefore, it was only technically a right. And here we see that the Baruch Shem told Moshe that Slavchad's children, Yashin, his right. So Moshe said, if there's Yerusha on rights, so my children should Yashin my rights. That's the Chiddush. And why did Moshe ask for his children till now? Because till now he thought Yerusha is only on an object. But now that there's such a thing as Yerusha on a right, should also Yashin that right.
That was less than Roy. Why do you say less than?
It's even less than Roy, because you see, normally Roy is a pshat as a guy has a choiv. Okay? Somebody lends, Uvein lends Shimon $100. So now Shimon is meshubit to pay him back $100. So right now he has that shibut. It's almost a shavah kesef right now. He has a monetary right, a shibut. Now, l'chora, again, al tzchoshimish, but we don't own Eretz Yisrael yet. If Eretz Yisrael is nikne b'kibush. So it's just, it was designated for us that we will, so it's even less than roy. The Gemara Bava Basra calls it roy. Because the Gemara holds that the Rabbanu Shem, the way the Gemara seems to be learning is be'etzim the Eivish that gave us the land. It's ours already even before we come. Even a poshet, it's kol mokam asher tidrach kaf raglachem. I'm just saying, this medrash that says that Moshe, after he heard that Bnei Slofchad Yashin, he said, the way we could learn that medrash is the medrash views it less than Roy. All right. And therefore, once Slofchad, Bnei Slofchad Yashin, that's right. Moshe said, my kid should also Yashin.
That Moshe was also less than Roy.
That's what I'm saying. Moshe was his right that he had. It was less than Roy. Okay. Now, so I want to tell you like this, and I think this will explain to us B'yoyim, and will explain to us the difference between Kain Gadol and Melech. And it would still accept what the Meiri says here in Horius, on Daf Yud Aleph in Horius, which won't be a stira. I think we could say like this. You see, in the appointment, whenever you appointed a Melech, a Kohen Gadol, a Nasi, the way you appointed him reflected the position. And this is not a Chiddush. This is something we have in Kol HaTorah Kulo, which means the Kenyan. Whatever, let's go to acquisitions. Kinyonim have to reflect, you want to make a chazoka, it has to reflect the ownership that you're going to have on this object. So the Moshe, the Ramban says, an ish is not nikne b'chazoka. Right? The Gemara in the beginning of Kiddushin has a hava meaning you could be kind of woman b'chalipin. One man dom holds you could, Ravuna, right? You could be kind of b'chalipin. The Gemara says, where do we learn from? The Gemara says we learn from Ephraim. Just like you could be kind of field b'chalipin, So the Gemara says you should be able to be kind of isha b'chalit. Right? So Tosfos on the spot, that's the way Rashi learns the Gemara. Tosfos on the spot says, what do you mean? What's the shaychus? When a woman is like a field, maybe you could be kind of a woman b'chazaka, pick up the woman like an eved, or by an eved actually he picks you up. A chazaka. So maybe you could be kind of a woman b'chazaka. Tosfos says, of course not. Tosfos therefore takes a whole different approach than Rashi. The Ramban learns like Rashi. And Ramban says, Taka, why can't you be kind, if we're learning to Ephraim, stay Ephraim, so just like a field, you could be kind of a chazaka, and an eved, you could be kind of a chazaka, right? Why can't you be kind of an isha b'chazaka? An eved, if he does ma'isa avdus for you, he's your eved. If he brings your kelim to beis ha-melechas. So let an isha, she'll do whatever the melechas isha is b'pailah, chazaka. The Ramban says a very lomda shavot. The Ramban says, by a woman, you don't have a king in aguf on the isha. Rav Gusman and Zechat Tzadik Levorach and Shiurim has a big arichas on this, in the Kuntos Shiurim from Rav Shemishkop, that a husband doesn't own his wife like you own Shevchosei, right? It's a king in ishus. It's not like a king in Mormon that your mamish have a ownership on the guf. So the Ramban says, Chazoka reflects a ownership of the guf. So by an eved, where you own the guf, so the kinyan mirrors what the ownership is. The kinyan has to match, has to be in zinc. The kinyan has to be in zinc with the bias. And that's why chazaka doesn't work by an isha. It doesn't fit. It's not no shaykhs. That's the Rambam. By meaning malchus, and this we find kesedah, lamosha nisuin. According to Rashi, nisuin is husband and wife together in a room. Rashi says, what is nisuin? Rashi says, chuppah is yichud b'libia. Husband and wife together. Why? Because that is what ishus is, living together. So that is a mirror of what it is. In other words, in a way, chuppah is like chazaka. Chuppah is like a chazaka. Nisuin is like a chazaka. It's the way you husband and wife live together. And the behavior of ish v'isha is what makes the kinyan bichal. The minui is very similar. The minui had a connection to what the Moshe Yeshua ben Nun, he was appointed by the Samach Moshe Siodoy al Rosh Yeshua, right, which represents the Chochmah, right, the Torah. And that's the way they used to appoint Chachamim, they would put their hands on their head. Because really, what are they doing? They're saying that you have the ability to paskin. So really, what are they doing? They're saying that you. That's why the appointment reflected your chokhmah. The somach es yodoy al roishay, right? The appointment. It's symbolic, and that's why Yeshua ben Nun wasn't anointed, even though he was a shtickel melech, because Yeshua ben Nun primarily was like Moshe. He was Rabban Shol Yisrael. He was the Rebbe of Klal Yisrael. So he was appointed through smicha, not through meshich. They asked this kasha: why wasn't Yeshua anointed? Because Yeshua primarily was Rabban Shol Yisrael. That was his job. Later on, it got broken up. You had the Melech, and you had the Rosh Av Bezdin. You had the Nasi, and you had the Rosh Av Bezdin. The Melech was done through the process of Malchus, Mashiach, however they anointed the king. And they would put this Shemen like a crown. It would be like crowning the king. That's why the style of the Mashiach was different. Because the king, the Mashiach reflects, we're crowning the king. There's a way of crowning the king. That's what they did. That's what the Mashiach was. By a chacham, they did the always appointment through smicha, because that was reflective of what the position was. Now, when you come to Kohen Gadol, I want to tell you very simple. Just like we find that by the melech, the way they anointed him is they put the oil around his head like a crown, and by the Kohen Gadol, they did it just in the front, and they did yitzika, it was a whole... Really, it's completely different. The way they anointed a Kohen Gadol was very similar to the way they anointed a Kli Shaaretz. And the way they anointed a king was they put a crown on top of his head, using the Shemen HaMishcha, but they used it as a crown. That's not just a style difference. It's reflective of the position. When they anointed a Kohen Gadol, they anointed him like you're anointing a Kli Shaaretz. Because the Kohen Gadol, his position is not just authoritative. He had authority. He had authority to Kohen Gadol. He was basically the authority in the Beis HaMikdash. He was the prime authority in the Beis HaMikdash. But the Kohen Gadol has a higher level kedusha. V'akoyin agodol meyachav asher yutzak al roish ha-shemen ha-mishcha. So the Kohen Gadol went up a level of Kedusha. He got Kedusha Saguf, like a Klishoros that got Kedusha Saguf. Kohen Gadol got Kedusha Saguf. And therefore the Mashiach of the Kohen Gadol was similar to Mashiach of a Klishoros. The Mashiach of a king was just to give him, it was authority that you were giving him, not Kedusha. So now we understand everything's very poshut. The Yerusha only could take you that far. The authority piece of the Kohen Gadol, the fact that he has rights and he has chusam in the Beis Hamikdash and noitel chelik b'roish and makrif chelik, all those rights he inherits from his father. But now he needs Kedusha Saguf. Now he needs to be elevated in Kedusha. The Kedusha Saguf, that has to be through Mashiach. And therefore it's not pshat that there's no Yerusha. There is Yerusha. But the Yerusha is insufficient. The Yerusha is taking care of one piece. But now he needs Mashiach for the Kedusha Saguf, like a Kli Shavas. He needs Mashiach for the Kedusha Saguf. You makdish a Kli to the Beis HaMikdash. Now the Beis HaMikdash has authority on that Keli. But it doesn't get Kedusha Saguf until you put Mashiach. Why? Because the Mashiach is required. Of. Now if you look back at the Lashon of the Meiri.
So why did he Mashiach
the first king? Huh? Let's just look at the Lashon HaMeiri. V'loyo yu moishchim imenu l'doyroitz, elu kohanim gedoylim, v'afilu kohen gadol sh'ayov kohen gadol tzorech Mashiachin, sh'arei mikol mokoyim loy mitzad Yerusha bo eloy. Well, I want to learn the Meiri. Meiri just means, it's not just through Yerusha that it comes to him. Yerusha's not enough. If it be just Yerusha, that's it. By the king, it's just Yerusha. So the original anointment is to crown the king, and now the son takes over that crown that the father had, goes over to his son. And then it goes to the next door, keeps on going. The Malchus. There's no Kedusha. The son doesn't have to get any Kedusha. So therefore, he could technically inherit the Mashiach. Because the Mashiach is not a Kedusha. The Mashiach is all part of crowning the king. You crown the king with Mashiach. So that also goes by Yerusha. He could Yashin the Mashiach. The son is also a Mashiach. Because the Mashiach is not for Kedusha purposes. Now we understand a very simple idea. We know that the Beis HaMikdash, you can only put up by day. B'yoyim. You can only put up the Beis HaMikdash during the day, not b'layla. Right? The Yerushalmi says in Yuma that if you put up a Beis HaMikdash b'layla, posel avodas yoyim. Posel avodas yoyim. Why? Because it has to mirror, just like I'm telling you, the appointment, the structure. When you put up the structure, it has to be at a time that's roi favoida. It's very simple. Because the Mashiach of the Kohen Gadol is not stam an appointment; it's reflecting the kedusha of avoida that the Kohen Gadol has. That has to be a zman that's roi
l'avoida. Is that true for
klisharis
as well?
Would be true for klisharis also.
That's
yeah, but it's the same idea. So the reason why you need Mashiach b'yoyim, because that's this Mashiach that you're doing for the Kohen Gadol is not for Srora. The Srora piece he could yashin from his father. The Kedusha piece, that he has to go ahead, that has to be done b'yoyim. Because that's tied to the Avodah. And that can only be done b'yoyim. Oh, so the Bezdin is very simple. Now, the emes is that now we have to pass, like by Gerim Lamosha, you have Kabbalah's mitzvahs, right? What is Kabbalah's mitzvahs by a ger? So a Moshe Zatzal says, and it's really poshut like a Moshe, that really the Kabbalah's mitzvahs is not really part of the gerus. If you look in the Rambam says shloishim b'shloisha dvorim is nichnasu Yisrael abris mila tefila altzas domim. So what's a Kabbalah's mitzvahs? Kabbalah's mitzvahs really is deciding that one is roy to be converted. So the way Rav Moshe sees gerus is the ger comes to Bezin. Right? Now Bezin paskins that this person is roy to be converted. He's makabel mitzvahs in front of the Bezin. Says, okay, a guy is ready to be makabel tayag mitzvahs. Now Bezin paskins he's roy to be magayer. The actual conversion is not kabbalah's mitzvahs. Kabbalah's mitzvahs identifies him as a candidate. He's a candidate for gerus. Now that needs a Bezin too. Because the Bezin has to paskin that this person is roi to be a ger. That is exactly the process by a Kohen Gadol. The Bez and the Shivim Ve'echad decide that this person is loyal to be a Kohen Gadol. Because just the Yerusha alone is not going to make us decide to give him that extra Kedusha. We're going to decide now, is he loyal to get that extra Kedusha? And therefore we have a Bez and Shul Shivim Ve'echad. That they could even do Balayla to potentially. That piece. That piece they can even do Balayla. Now we have to do Mashiach. Mashiach is actual giving the Kohen Gadol the elevated level of Kedusha. That's what the Mashiach is for. That's the whole, that's why I think we would learn it. Okay, we're going to stop here.